speaker. Again, it's a potassium. This must be funded by Cyrus too. Simon from University of St. Paul. Yes?
Good morning for everybody. Today we're talking about a potato response to polyhalite blends compared to other sources of potassium in Brazil. Oh, Brazil in 2015 produced 3,627,000 tons of potato. And the most states that produce potato are Minas Gerais and São Paulo. And these states are responsible for 32.4% and 70.5% of the total production of potato. And this is a very important crop in Brazil. And this is the reason we conducted until now two experiments of potato. And right now we are going to show the results of the experiment that I conducted in Minas Gerais state. And the soil was clay, and we had medium to high level of potassium and a high level of calcium, a medium level of magnesium, and a high level of sulfur. The variety that we used was Asterix. This variety is for French fries and processed products. And it has long oval uniform red tubers with a yellow flesh. Then in Brazil, we use this variety a lot to French fries. And the experimental design was in a randomized blocks with 15 treatments composed by 3 blends and 5 rates. The blends were made with MOP, is potassium chloride, and the blends with MOP had urea, simple superphosphate, and triple superphosphate. And the blends made with polyhalite and potassium sulfate were made with urea and MAP. And the rates of potassium oxide that we used were 75, 150, 225, and 300 kilograms per hectare plus control. Then we had 15 treatments, 4 replications in a total 60 plots. We applied 100% of the fertilizers pre-plant, you know, before the plant of the tubers. The planting of potato seeds were September 4th, 2015. And we evaluated many characteristics as soil sampling. We collected samples of each plot at 20 centimeters of deep. And we collected pre-plant and after harvest to analyze pH, EC, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and sulfur. And we analyzed the leaves too. We collect samples of petals and leaflets at 36, 630, and 84 days after planting. We collect the youngest, fully expanded leaf to analyze the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and sulfur. We harvest potato on January 18, 2016. And we sort by the tubers, by the high diameter. Then we classified it in 28 millimeters, less than 28 millimeters, 28 to 33 millimeters, 33 to 42 millimeters, and 42 to 70 millimeters. And we evaluated the no commercial yield too. The no commercial was evaluated when we We determined the disease in the field. In this year, we have a lot of rain. It's a typical weather in 2015 in Brazil, in this region. Then we could see some diseases for Expongorospora, Streptomyces, and Pictobacterium and nematodes. And we can analyze physiological disturbance as silking, cracks, greening, and lanceolus. And the potato quality was evaluated by starch content, hardness, crunchiness, dry mass, total soluble, reducing sugars, and the total soluble solids. For the results, okay, I can show here the main results because we have a lot of data, no? We have many results here. Then for the soil fertility, we can see that the rates of potassium increase the potassium content in the soil. But we can see difference between the high level of potassium, 300 kilograms per hectare, when we compare to the control and 75 kilograms per hectare. For the soil fertility, yet we can see interaction between sources and rates of potassium to sulfur content. And polyhalite increased this characteristic when we compare it to MOP and potassium sulfate. For calcium and magnesium, contains in the leaflets and petals at 6-30 days after planting, we can see interaction between sources and rates too. Calcium leaflet and polyhalite increase this element when we compare to potassium sulfate and MOP. And we can see the same results for magnesium concentration in the petals. Polyhalite increased a lot this nutrient when we compare it with another sources of potassium at 300 kilos per hectare. Then we can see these results when we apply the high level of potassium in the soil. For calcium and magnesium contents in the leaflets at 6-30 days after planting, we had interaction for between sources and rates for calcium concentration in the leaflets. Polyhalite increased too, this element, when we applied 300 kilos per hectare of potassium. For the magnesium concentration in the leaflets, we have effects only the sources of potassium, and the polyhalite were higher than MOP, and it was similar to MOP and higher than potassium sulfate. For the nutrients uptake of the tubers, we can see that the rates increase the nutrient uptake, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and sulfur. And the high levels, 225 and 300 kilos per hectare, were higher than control and 75 kilos per hectare. For the total and the commercial yield, we can see interaction between sources and rates for the total yield, where polyhalite and potassium sulfate were higher than MOP at 300 kilograms per hectare of potassium. For the commercial yield, we can see only that the rates of potassium affect this characteristic, and we improved the commercial yield when we increased the level of potassium. For the quality potato, it's very important to get the high price in the market, and the polyhalite increased the hardness and the crunchiness when we compared to MOP. And for the starch content, we had interaction between sources and rates. For the high rates of potassium, 225 and 300 kilos per hectare, polyhalite was higher than MOP for both levels of potassium. Polyhalite increased the dry mass too at the high rates of potassium. Polyhalite were higher than MOP for both levels, and it was similar to potassium sulfate. And we make in conclusions the increase in the potassium level of the soil by application of 300 kilograms per hectare, the high level, improved the potato total yield, showing that the high rates of the fertilizer we required to potato crop cultivated in soil with between 1.9 and 2.4 millimol per cubic decimeter. At a high rate of potassium, the polyhalite and the potassium sulfate increased 15 and 12% of the total yield as compared to MOP. And polyhalite improved the important characteristics of the potato quality as starch content, hardness, and crunchiness. Thank you so much.
I'm certainly impressed by polyhalite, really effective. Any questions?
Reducing sugar. Okay, we didn't have effect about the sugar and total soluble.
Okay, no effect. Any other questions?
I just have a question in regards to potassium and potatoes in general. It doesn't look like your yields ever went down. What was the predictor removal of potassium in your overall crop? In other words, your yields were at such a level that the 300 kgs per hectare of potassium, your yields were still increasing.
Yes.
Do you think that you should have been using a higher rate of K2O in your experiment?
Yeah, because we decided these levels because we discussed before with the grower. This is a big grower in Brazil, and we discussed about it to use the high level then. Higher level than 300 kilograms per hectare, but they don't apply levels above these. And when you apply, I made another experiment. When you apply high levels like 500 kilograms per hectare, we can see then the potato yield decreased.